2. The Probationary Nursery. The infant-receiving schools of Satania are situated on the Phenaliter world, the first of the Jerusalem transition culture spheres. These infant-receiving schools are enterprises devoted to the nurture and training of the children of time, including those who have died on the evolutionary worlds of space before the acquirement of individual status on the universe records. In the event of the survival of either or both of such a child's parents, the Guardian of Destiny deputizes her associated cherubim as the custodian of the child's potential identity, charging the cherubim with the responsibility of delivering this undeveloped soul into the hands of the mentioned world teachers in the probationary nurseries of the Maronsha worlds. It is these same deserted cherubim who, as mentioned world teachers, under the supervision of the Melchizedeks, maintain such extensive educational facilities for the training of the probationary wards of the Phenaliters. These wards of the Phenaliters, these infants of ascending mortals, are always personalized as of their exact physical status at the time of death, except for reproductive potential. This awakening occurs at the exact time of the parental arrival on the first mansion world. And then are these children given every opportunity, as they are, to choose the heavenly way just as they would have made such a choice on the worlds where death so untimely terminated their careers. On the nursery world, probationary creatures are grouped according to whether or not they have adjusters, for the adjusters come to indwell these material children just as on the worlds of time. Children of pre-adjuster ages are cared for in families of five, ranging in ages from 1 year and under, up to approximately 5 years, or that age when the adjuster arrives. All children on the evolving worlds who have thought adjusters, but who before death had not made a choice concerning the paradise career, are also repersonalized on the Phenaliter world of the system, where they likewise grow up in the families of the material sons and their associates, as do those little ones who arrived without adjusters, but who will subsequently receive mystery monitors after attaining the requisite age of moral choice. The adjuster-indwelt children and youths on the Phenaliter world are also reared in families of five, ranging in ages from 6 to 14 approximately. These families consist of children whose ages are 6, 8, 10, 12, and 14. Any time after 16, if final choice has been made, they translate to the first mansion world and begin their paradise ascent. Some make a choice before this age and go on to the ascension spheres, but very few children under 16 years of age, as reckoned by Urantia standards, will be found on the mansion worlds. The guardian seraphim attend these youths in the probationary nursery on the Phenaliter world just as they spiritually minister to mortals on the evolutionary planets, while the faithful Spornasia minister to their physical necessities. And so do these children grow up on the transition world until such time as they make their final choice. When material life has run its course, if no choice has been made for the ascendant life, or if these children of time definitely decide against the Havona adventure, death automatically terminates their probationary careers. There is no adjudication of such cases. There is no resurrection from such a second death. They simply become as though they had not been. But if they choose the paradise path of perfection, they are immediately made ready for translation to the first mansion world, where many of them arrive in time to join their parents in the Havona ascent. After passing through Havona and attaining the deities, these salvaged souls of mortal origin constitute the permanent ascendant citizenship of paradise. These children who have been deprived of the valuable and essential evolutionary experience on the worlds of mortal nativity are not mustered into the core of the finality.